Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. David Scorpio. Good morning, David.
Hello, Richard. Just another day of watching Israel defend itself and blowing up hospitals because they don't have any choice.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there seems to be a consensus between Joe Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu with quite a different take on that. I mean, I certainly would take their word for it. You know, I mean, Biden in Israel, he's agreeing with Netanyahu. He's saying it looks like the other team was responsible, you know, did the hospital strike. That's actually what, you know, they have the chutzpah. I guess Biden has chutzpah, too, since he's such a Zionist and he insists that you don't have to be Jewish to be a hardcore Zionist. But yeah, you know, Biden says, based on what I have seen, it was done by the other team, not you. It's a BB.
That's amazing. Well, you know, hey, they're delusional and they're covering up. Everyone knows that the Palestinians don't have access to that kind of high power explosives. So that alone makes the story bogus. And I was scanning the mainstream media news channels, and one of them actually sort of halfway admitted that it had to be the Israelis because Palestinians don't have access to those kinds of weapons. But I'm sure whoever said that lost their job, and that's been scrubbed off the website by now.
Yeah, indeed. CNN revealed Israel slaughtered Palestinians who followed evacuation orders. And I mean, yeah, this was, well, something we had a lot of information about regarding the route to Egypt in particular, and how, I mean, the Suez Canal right now, though, is trying to make money off it. Egypt's Suez Canal is preparing to rise transit fees. So they're saying that'll potentially intensify global inflation. They, you know, they want to cash in on Palestinians, charge them to pass through or something. I don't know if that's related, but I mean, Israel's been confirmed as having used phosphorus, chemical weapons, you know, a war crime already in this. And what we've had, a terrorist attack in Brussels. And so France is on high alert, closing airports. It's ridiculous how, I mean, yeah, I mean, they were told to go through that route and then wiped out when they did. I mean, that's just such an in-your-face war crime. But, of course, you know, that's just completely ignored as something that, well, it'll get memory hold, I suppose. But
Richard, I have to correct you. No, that's Israel defending itself. It's not a war crime. They're defending themselves. You see, don't you see? People that throw rocks and really don't have any kind of an army, they're a huge threat, and they're going to have to be wiped off the face of the earth so Jews can be happy and live in peace once they take all the land. See, once they take all the land, then there can be peace. That's really how it's going to work.
And this discussion of one state solution, two state solution, basically they need to wipe out Palestinians solution. That's the only thing they seem to want.
The final solution, yeah. It's funny. It's actually more odious to the Zionists to have a one state solution because that would put an end to their their playground, which is really a playground for American and European Jews for the most part. That's really all it represents. And as our greatest ally, I just want to ask, exactly what has Israel ever done for the United States? I can't think of anything other than get us into wars, make us enemies, and cost us a lot of money.
Indeed. Oh, that's what they're good at. You know, I mean, having us fight for them is a big part of it, though. And, you know, I just can't get over the fact that, you know, I mean, these people were told to take that evacuation route and then they, you know, bombed the crap out of them.
Oh, yeah. This is, in all seriousness, this is part of a campaign of terror that's been used against the Palestinians for 75 years. There's no question about that. It fits the modus operandi of the last 75 years. And, you know, the comment about the Suez Canal raising rates, that's interesting because now we're going to have more global inflation. And I just find it very convenient that that's happening now. And as I stated on my show, I saw Benjamin Netanyahu and the president of Egypt, whatever he's called, doing a Masonic handshake together, the lion's paw right in the middle knuckle. So that's no accident. And it's amazing how, you know, their border seems to be pretty much impenetrable. Nobody is just climbing over the fence or making a move, just rushing the border. It seems to be completely sealed. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. But even CNN had revealed this Israeli slaughtering of Palestinians who just followed evacuation orders. And so Chris Black was joking, now the IDF is probably going to bomb CNN for reporting on this.
Well, it is interesting that even with the mainstream media, they're losing control of the narrative a little bit because it's getting harder and harder to overlook the one-sided aggression, especially for liberals. Liberals, the left really is turning on Israel, and although they're doing it kind of for the wrong reasons because it's white colonializers. You know, but at least it's a beginning. And unfortunately, the right is going to just stay with the Israelis no matter what. It's a right wing value. It's a conservative value to love Israel no matter what they do. Hopefully that'll come to an end soon, too, because none of this benefits America at all.
Yeah, it's just really crazy. I mean, and of course, just everyone is cashing in on this every way possible. This is an interesting psyop over here. Pro-Hamas groups push critical race theory and socialism in the U.S. As a story floating around there. I caught it at Zero Hedge. And so the implication, well, obviously this means that white people must support Israel.
Yes. Yeah, and only crazy lefties criticize Israel. That's the tack they're trying to take. But, you know, I don't think that kind of dichotomy is going to work much longer. If anyone that actually has an open mind and actually looks into the history, looks into what's actually going on and looking at the footage of just absolute mass destruction, I don't see how you can really justify it, regardless of your political ideology. There comes a point where you just have to say, this is out of control. What in the world is actually going on here?
Yeah, and that's, of course, our challenge all the time. This European attack in Brussels, I mean, you just have to be suspicious right off the bat if this was engineered, you know, an engineered incident. But it was an attack in Brussels with an AK-47. A French media pundit reported the shooter opened fire, shouting Allah Akbar, and we had two deaths, believed to be Swedish supporters. They say believed to be. So they're, you know, they're trying to tarnish any Swedish nationalism right off the bat. Well, I don't know. That doesn't make sense, though. You know, they want you to side with Israel. It does make sense. You know, it's interesting how, yeah, they're fine with saying that, you know, terrorists were not white if they're anti-Israel, but otherwise they conceal the identity if it's anything but a white person, or claim it's a white person when it isn't, and otherwise.
Well, it's interesting, too, how it's okay to have a strong sense of nationalism if it's Israel, and it's okay to, you know, it's fine to have a great sense of ethnic pride and unity if it's Israel, but if white people do it, it's horrible and evil. And it's just interesting, the double standard. I really do think that Israel's made a huge tactical error here, and the tide is turning worldwide. I mean, Americans have to realize not every country in the world has the kind of extreme Zionist propaganda that we're under here. And if you scan the media from different countries, this is looking really, really bad for Israel on a worldwide scale. And I don't think there's any stopping it.
It is seeming to create a domino effect already, to be sure. But no matter what, they're going to use it for legislation against us, I'm confident, and in Europe as well. French President Macron said Europe has been shaken by the terrorist attack in Brussels. And we've, of course, had FBI over here already, hinting Hamas attacks could occur on U.S. soil. So, I mean, how will they? I find it hard to believe they won't cash in on that in some way. Again, France evacuated 6 regional airports after threats of attack. But, yeah, over here, Hamas, FBI warning of Hamas attacks on U.S. soil. That's pretty much telegraphing they're going to stage an engineered incident, David.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. They sort of they run these little foreshadowing stories. So when it happens, you go, yes, I heard something about this. This makes sense. It's all part of the, hook, line, and sinker propaganda. And we're seeing a resurrection of the war on terror, which is very interesting. Just like, they could flick the switch back on for the COVID emergency. The old psyops that have worked in the past are usually recycled.
We have another ridiculous quote from Biden. You're not alone. Attacks on Israel are like 15 9/11s.
What is 15 9/11s?
Yeah, it's the equivalent of 15 9/11s.
Oh,
for one attack on Israel.
Any Jewish suffering is far worse than anyone else's. We all know that. And, I'm just shocked at the disparity in coverage. Like, Israel has yet to show any real damage that happened to their country under this so-called attack. I think it's actually it was a much smaller attack than we're being told. They have yet to show any real damage from all the missiles that are raining down on their country. I haven't seen one bit of footage that shows any real destruction other than a couple of chunks of cement on the ground and a broken window, maybe a small hole in the wall. That's all we get. And I've been looking for footage. Believe me, I've been trying to find some proof that there's actually been actual real damage there. Yet, conversely, if you go over to Gaza, they are literally flattening the entire city, or not the entire city, but huge portions of it. And the destruction and the suffering that's being caused is really, I don't see how anyone can justify it. And again, only Americans and Europeans, the Western world is subjected to this Zio propaganda. The rest of the world isn't buying any of it. I think we need to realize that.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just trying to switch back to my desktop. I think it'll work now. But I can't see how, this isn't going to be an unavoidable divide. I mean, it's amazing. They'll deny anything like this hospital strike. They're implying that, it could have been, a misfired Hamas rocket. And it just sounds ridiculous on the face of it. But, nonetheless, they're going to move forward with the funding. Probably because of the denial from the U.S. Agreeing with Israel that they couldn't have struck that hospital. That might be largely why this Biden summit with the Arab leaders has been canceled. I mean, he was supposed to meet with that is pretty significant. Let's see, I had them all right in front of me here, but I mean, we had Jordan, yeah. Egypt. If you could see, I don't know, there's quite a lot from, they're saying it canceled Biden, the group of Arab leaders canceled him. So yeah, Jordan, Egypt, Palestinian president was supposed to meet with him as well. I can't see how they would have allowed that to happen. There's no way they'd allow Biden to even sit down civilly and speak with them. So, you'd think Bibi would have made sure Biden wouldn't have it happen if they didn't cancel it on their end. And this gets back to the whole idea of, like, you know, behind the scenes, you know, are these countries like Iran or Turkey controlled, and that there's stuff, you know, just a big theatrical. I mean, I think that they genuinely aren't happy with the regime in Iran. From everything we've been aware, they don't have the Jewish private central bank in control of their country that most are subjected to. I mean, these are realities about Iran that are hard to refute. So, I mean, I don't know. To what extent could you see Iran overall being a rogue? And what are your thoughts on Hezbollah in general as well? As far as
that's a really good question. I'm not convinced that Iran is some kind of rogue player. They did do the COVID two-step as much as any other country, went along with all the health restrictions and all the whole game. And I don't believe Iran's going to step in and do anything about this conflict. I don't think any of the Arab countries are going to step in and do anything. I've heard a lot of talk that this is going to spread. Israel is going to be attacked from the north and from the south. And I don't believe that simply because there hasn't been any real support of the Palestinians in 75 years. The last time anything happened was 75 years ago with the Yom Kippur war. Not 75 years ago, but the Yom Kippur war 50 years ago. Yeah, that was 50 years ago. So that's a long time. And I think there's been covert deals cut through Freemasonry, other magic shekels and other methods to essentially neutralize the Arab world doing much of anything. I hope I'm wrong, though.
We'll be right back.
You're in a rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details, or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. And just to reiterate your point before the break, you say you hope you're wrong, but it was regarding how much control, globally, these Middle Eastern factions may actually have up over them.
I'm sorry, Richard, could you repeat some of that? My apologies.
Well, you said that there may be a bit of a backlash in the short term in the Middle East, more or less. But you say you hope you're wrong, but it seems like you weren't hoping for too much to ultimately come of this when I challenged the sovereignty beyond a certain level of some of these nations as far as what would actually happen as far as a geopolitical rearrangement in the Middle East from it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would like to think that the Arab countries are going to step up to the plate and deal with this somehow, but I don't think they will. This is their problem. This is an Arab problem. They should have dealt with this a long time ago. I mean, really, Israel was much more vulnerable, 50 years ago than it is now. And I don't think they're going to do much anything, unfortunately. Not that I want to see some kind of excuse for a war to expand, but unfortunately, Israel's just completely out of control, and the Eretz Israel is in play. You know, the expansion of Israel is in play, and this is what they actually want. You know, the two blue lines on the Israeli flag, are the the Tigris and the,
or the Nile
River, I believe.
Or no, I believe the Nile and the Euphrates.
Yeah, the Nile and the Euphrates. So that's the biblical borders of Israel. That's the goal. And they got to get rid of the Palestinians to begin with, one way or another. And that's exactly what's going on. Make no mistake, that is the game that's being played.
Personally, I think that we need to globally move back to the Madagascar strategy of deportation. But
well, that was a stroke of genius, you gotta have to say. But
now there are actually humans who live there, as opposed to back then when there weren't, and just wildlife from what I understand. So unfortunately that would make a little more questionable, just like the situation with Palestine. And we should continue to we should call it Palestine, Israeli occupied Palestine, or Ashkenazi occupied Palestine, whatever you prefer. But it's really questionable. I mean, at the moment, at least, these Arab leaders refusing to meet Biden, and they are openly saying that that this Gaza hospital strike, which has enraged protests around the world, you know, is part of what was is what moved them to cancel the meeting. This whole thing about how rogue is Iran, how rogue is Hezbollah of Lebanon. I had this just in: the U.S. embassy is being attacked in Lebanon, and they're questioning, is this another Benghazi? So, I mean, yeah, this just came in. We had a video tweeted out by a Benny Johnson, for one, breaking: fires set by protesters outside the U.S. embassy in Beirut, Lebanon. So fires set by protesters outside the U.S. embassy. That's not Hezbollah attacking with missiles, you know, but the soundbite is enough to and that's how things can get started, really. You know, something that's blown completely out of proportion, like when I hear these claims in the Iranian parliament that there were chants, death to Israel, death to America. I mean, you know, is that members of parliament or is that just some group of people who controlled by who knows who got in there and were chanting that? But all you need is the sound bite. And then you have justification for, you know, first aggression from, you know, a nation that they want, you know, that that these Israelis want in their sights, David.
Well, that's true. I think we're in real danger of a potential false flag here, you know, with all these carrier groups off the coast of Israel now. All it would take is one drone flying into one of these ships. There was an Iranian drone. The Iranians have the best drones in the world now. It was an Iranian drone. We have no choice. We have to go to war. You know, we're in danger of something like that happening for sure. And but of course, you know, what's going on with these embassies, it's hard to say. It's a little early to speculate, but it's natural that there's going to be a lot of anger towards America now for supporting this atrocity and being so one-sided in this conflict since the beginning. So, again, all Israel has ever done for us is bring us enemies, cost us money, and put our country in danger. Our greatest ally, that's all they've actually ever done. So I think we have a dysfunctional relationship, Richard.
Indeed we do, David. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my Wednesday co-host, David Scorpio. Well, we have both France, Germany, and the UK as well, having announced they will deport foreigners who commit anti-Semitic acts or praise Hamas. And, you know, this is, of course, such a departure. I mean, in any other situation, you know, bring in brown people into white countries. Don't bring any more Europeans into white countries. It's been the law of the new world order. But no. Big exception if it's anti-Semitism, potentially. It's just fascinating how much things can go 180. Over here, I mean, there's a lot of controversy erupting over calls for U.S. to accept Gaza refugees. And Ron DeSantis is trying to be a hero out there. He's drawing the line on Gaza refugees. So there you go. You know, he'll totally sell us out to Israel in every other way, DeSantis. But if you're talking about pro-Hamas refugees from Gaza, David, that's just completely off the table.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. Of course, the idea of refugees leaving is the wrong conversation. And if there are refugees, it should be the Arab countries that take them in. Of course, that's not even discussed. Somehow they all have to come to the West for whatever reason. So I don't support that. If Israel is causing refugees, they're responsible for it. So they need to deal with it somehow. This whole thing, I really think the more the Jews try to clamp down on free speech, and, you know, we want all these brown people in our country, but they're crossing the line if they support Hamas. We're going to kick them out. Well, I think this is just going to exacerbate the problem, and it's going to backfire. I think a lot of tactics that they're doing right now are actually backfiring and creating more and more dislike towards the Zionist entity. And again, I don't think there's any stopping it.
Yeah, I agree. They're saying this is a national suicide plan in plain view. You know, open borders, sanctuary policies are continuing unabated, even during this situation. You know, even if you will follow the official account, it just seems absurd. Meanwhile, we have billion-dollar supersized prisons continuing to be slated to be built across the U.S., Alabama. Is a key example, over $1 billion already literally occurring, and some others being rebuilt. And, all the
well, pro-Hamas and pro-white dissidents. You know, they have to get ready with plenty of space for them. Egypt's mulling refugee entry as 600,000, I'm sorry, Gazans move south. But again, you know, the FBI warning of Hamas attacks on U.S. soil is something we should watch for them to actually cash in on, for sure. Everyone, though, from Laura Loomer to Ben Shapiro, obviously Ron DeSantis with this move, showing their true colors. You had a lot to say about Shapiro, but we should go to the callers. I see a couple in the queue here, been waiting patiently. See, we have Miles in Maine in the queue. Miles.
Yeah, good afternoon. I was hearing about this, that comment you made about a Madagascar homeland. Now we've got Israel for a homeland and Ukraine for a homeland and Madagascar for a homeland for 6 million people. I think that's a lot of homeland. But what the hell? I mean, why don't we make Dubai the homeland and Switzerland the homeland and keep going? I mean, we got this inexhaustible tax sucker called the American taxpayer. Just keep right on going. Amazing. And then Scorpio with that list of accomplishments. I mean, Scorpio, come on now. Who else could accomplish a feat like that? I mean, is that an ally or what?
You know, yeah, baby. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that's just amazing. But here's the real bonus question. And I want to know, what do you think? What are the odds right now in Oy Vegas for who's going to win that Nobel Prize? And with that, I'll let you answer offline. Thanks for a great show.
Well, thank you, Miles. Yeah, David, who do you think will win that Nobel Prize?
I think Benjamin Netanyahu should win the Nobel Peace Prize for his great humanitarian work and defending Israel. I don't think that's going to happen, but it wouldn't surprise me, quite frankly. They gave one to Obama. Who went on to, bomb and destroy, kill people. So who knows? It's up for grabs.
Oy Vegas. Yeah, I think Miles even gave Mike in the control room a chuckle with that one. Never quite heard that before. Can't say I have. Charlie in Florida. Charlie.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Scorpio, you hit on it pretty good, what I wanted to talk about. And that's the other day I was listening to these Republicans in the House that are voting for Jim Jordan. And every one of them, before they got up to speak, every one of them said they stood in solidarity with Israel, you know, yeah. And talked about how this was Israel's 9/11. Not to mention, and that they were all going to support Israel, okay? And then they would go on to say Iran had better not get involved, because if they do, they're not going to be fighting just Iran. I mean, Israel, they're going to be fighting the United States. And they all were parroting the same kind of crap. Okay, here's the thing. I think that you're right on, because I think what we're looking at is this war over there in Ukraine has dwindled down. I think they finally figured out they can't win it, you know, the neocons. And I think what they're doing now is they're trying to get a proxy war started against Iran. They're already talking about...
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it seems so trivial, I haven't mentioned it yet, but like Monday night I came across the news about how Zelensky's request to visit Israel has been rejected. And that, you know, their official response was, now is not the time for such a state visit. he's worried for sure. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, well, I think that they're going to try to stage a false flag over there against Iran. Okay, that's what I think is going to happen. I think they're wanting to move. They're already talking. There's one congressman that's already asked for $100 billion to support Israel. I mean, this is... They're switching this war over to go against Iran. I think we're going to see some kind of false flag over there. I really do believe it. That's what I'm really worried about. I think that they're going to try to use Israel and all this as an excuse to get a proxy war going against Iran. I really think that we're looking at some kind of false flag. I really do think that might be coming down the road. I don't know when, I don't know why or where, but I think it might be happening. And like you were saying, they got to expand these borders. They got to get that third temple built. I was reading the other day that the largest since the third temple, people can have like one of the largest voting blocks in Israel right now. They're very popular movement, and that they're very in their largest beat Netanyahu's largest contributor. The people that want the third temple. So
when you say third temple, what are you referring to?
I'm talking about that Israel has to build their third temple and start sacrificing the red heifer and all that kind of stuff.
From the Bible, biblical prophecy. Bible,
but you mean build the temple over the Dome of the Rock?
Yes, and they have to expand their borders to do all this. And, of course, the Palestinians are in the way for all this to happen.
Oh, yeah, right. And I think the other goal is just to just make every other Arab country, a ruin, and that way Israel is the dominant country in the region. They have no compunction, no problem with destroying every country around them so they can thrive, so Jews can be happy. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And Israel actually has a temple that's already built. It's like a modular thing. It's already in pieces. And I saw a documentary about this years ago. I'm sure it's been wiped off the internet, but it's actually already built. All they have to do is wheel it onto the site once they blow up Dome of the Rock or whatever they think they're going to do. These people are very serious about this. You're absolutely right. And it's been a very big movement within Israel for a long time. They're not joking around about it.
Anything else,
Charles? No, they're not joking. Yeah, it's true. This is a very large and very politically and financially backed organization over there in Israel. Very big. I didn't realize it was as big as it was.
They actually have the temple built. It's a modular kind of thing. All they have to do is roll it out and bolt it together. I've actually seen it. It's really incredible. They're ready to go.
Yeah, they got to get that Messiah in there because they're worrying that we're running down to end times here, and that Jesus is. They got to get somebody in there to get somebody else to be the Messiah other than Jesus Christ. They can't accept that. So yeah, we're looking at a major, major thing here. I think it may be some kind of false flag. I really do really believe that we're going to have a false flag operation stumble against Iran. I think you were right about that. Anyway, that's really about all I wanted to comment on. I think you're spot on today about everything you've been saying and everything going on there. This is all bullcrap going on over there. They really, these people should be tried for crimes against humanity, cutting off water, electricity, starving people, taking a fuel away from them, not allowing the internet so that nobody can see what's going on.
Yeah. Food, water, fuel, and electricity. And then finally, when they gave back water, we're supposed to think all the humanitarians these people are. So thanks, appreciate it as always, sir. And I'm sorry I missed your call yesterday. Joe in Florida, let's take him. Joe, welcome.
Hey Richard. Hey Dave, no problem about this today, Richard. Yeah, this is so repulsive to me. I guess I come from the normie Republican sort of former history there. That's the way I'm coming from. So it's been a rude awakening, to say the least, about just how despicable and how this whole party, Democrats and Republicans, are totally owned by these Jews. As a matter of fact, we're talking about the allowing, we're supposed to celebrate Israel or congratulate them that they're now allowing food for starving people to come in there. But I just heard something, too, that actually they're still not allowing them to come in any other way except over the Egyptian border, over that Rafah border, right? So in other words, there are other ways that you could be bringing aid in, but Israel doesn't actually, I mean, that's the border with Egypt. So it's a direct border between Egypt and Gaza down there. That's the only place that they're now finally, you know, 10 days later, allowing aid to come in. It's so despicable. I'll tell you, I'm just so repulsed by this person. I almost wish I saw a headline just a little while ago. This air raids are going in Tel Aviv. I almost wish Hamas or somebody would just do it. You know, Biden is there in Tel Aviv. Maybe do us a favor. You know what I mean? But but the thing is, of course, I wouldn't put it past Biden to order the air raids to sound when he's doing a press conference, so that later they show a video, you know, like he did with Ukraine. They turned it into a campaign. But remember, he went to Ukraine. Oh, he's working with Zelensky. Oh, air raids. I remember he said, well, why? There was no threat. And then you saw the video from Biden. He did a campaign re-election video, right, as if anyone would re-elect this piece of shit, pardon my French. They say, air raid sirens.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. David, any response there?
Yeah, the idea that people are happy with Biden is absurd. You know, again, they're going to face a big problem here when they fix the election this time, because the public sentiment, even here in California, everybody hates him. I mean, it's really amazing. So when they fix the election, have Biden get reelected, it's going to be an ugly scene, because nobody is going to buy it except for a few true believers.
Well, thank you. As always, sir, let's go to Rick in Arizona. Rick.
Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon, gents. Yeah, I agree with Scorpio. I don't think anybody's going to do anything. And if anything, you know, those carriers are in the Mediterranean to make sure that Israel doesn't sneak off and do a false flag. Because the big news Zelensky said, and they took the video down off of YouTube, that if the Israeli jets ever head for Iran, they're going to get shot down. You know, there's one thing that we have here in this country is, you know, all our presidents, you know, are married, their kids are married to Jews, except for Obama. I mean, you get Bush, or Clinton, Bush, Trump, and a Biden. And I think that's one of the reasons that Biden is probably going to be the nominee, because his kids are married to Jews. I mean, that's, you know, and if anything else that's going to come out of this, it's almost obvious to even to the most stupid normie that your representative only cares about Jews. I mean, it is so obvious that... You know, I don't think you'd have a hard time.
Kamala Harris, she's married to a Jew, too.
Well, you know, Kamala Harris, in my mind, is probably Jewish because she comes from Jamaica, and Christopher Columbus made Jamaica a sanctuary for Sephardic Jews that were under investigation by the Queen Isabella. So I'm almost sure her father is probably Jewish.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Yeah, so, I mean, it's the only thing we can get out of this. Look, at the Jews rule. But the sooner we realize that the Jews rule, you know, we can take a different plan of attack. But, you know, I just don't see anybody getting involved with this. And, you know, the real issue over there, gents, is the water. See, the Jews see the Palestinians as drinking their water. And that's not good for the Palestinians because, you know, these people that live there are the great-grandchildren of the Red Terror. These people have the tenacity to kill a million people. Don't let that slide. So, anyways, thanks for taking the call.
David?
Great points. You know, I've never heard anyone say that these are the grandchildren of the people that did the Great Red Terror. You're absolutely right. That's a very good point. And, you know, I heard an interview with some woman from Israel on the news, and she was just saying a lot of what you just said, that, you know, we have to kill the Palestinians. We have to get rid of them. You know, they're drinking our water. This is our water. It's our land. You know, it's really incredible. And I think they're overplaying their hand, as they often do. And the tide is turning against them. The question is how effective is the propaganda going to be? Will the propaganda fail, or will it keep working its magic on the minds of Americans?
Anything else, Rick? Or I think he may have left. Okay, we have Tom in Florida. Tom, welcome, sir.
Yeah, good day, gentlemen. You know, the Jew situation is one thing, but we got to start going back to this border. If the last callers are right, that stumbling, bumbling, tumbling buffoon got back in another 4 years, this country would be an all-out revolution, Richard. I really don't believe there's going to be too many millions of illegals in here. We're worried about Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah. Hey, we got gang members in here by the hundreds of thousands here now. You don't know
who's
there. 78% of them are men. Are you kidding
me? Well, Tom, Scorpio always mentions, David, don't you always say that the legal immigration is the biggest concern? And then they always are welcome to bring, 10, 12 family members, and it's exponential.
Yeah, 10 family members, and they admit that they let a million people in per year, I think is actually higher than that. So that's potentially up to 10 million people that come in legally every, few years.
Yeah, hello?
Tom, yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, Rich, we're hearing about this hospital. It's probably going to be proven that the Israelis blew up that hospital. That's what I think. We'll find out how that nonsense is going. But we got bigger problem fish to fry here in the United States. We're going to worry about that damn country and all the miserable nonsense.
I agree. I was saying, I mentioned at the start of my show last couple of days that, we have a lot of problems here, and this is where we should keep our radar calibrated for. But I'm reporting on these things because it's just everything out there. It reflects on everyone's true colors right now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Richard, I got to say something. The Biden administration wants to give all these illegals 1% business loans. Are you kidding like they do with the Cubans? You're going to give 10 million illegals a build a business loan? They're not even citizens. You can't even take care of a white Americans. And these white idiots keep electing guys like Blumenthal and Bernie Communist Sanders and their Christian states. What the hell is this?
What else were you going to respond to Tom with?
Well, no, I was just going to say that I've said multiple times, this isn't our fight. He's absolutely right. This is not our fight. This is for the Israelis and the surrounding Arab countries to solve, not America.
Right.
We shouldn't even be involved in this. But of course, without America, Israel wouldn't even exist in the first place.
Yeah, and that was ridiculous how illegal immigrants, Biden is threatening the big banks to not turn down loans to illegal immigrants. It is just ridiculous how far we've fallen into why America, Tom.
Scorpio. Listen, when you look at World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, 90% of the men who fought in those wars were white Christian males. Yeah, you had Afro-Americans, you had some Hispanics, but they were 90% of them were white Christians, not Jews. They weren't Jews. You got this George Soros who's being arrested, this criminal, Soros, this, and the cabal, and Steyer, and all these Bloomberg, and all these schmucks paying all this money for an election. But yeah, Israel's getting the... we got to give money to Israel, billions of dollars? Why don't they give it to them? For God's sake, they're all dual citizens. They got dual citizenship. What the hell is this? You got George Soros to be arrested, allowing all this BLM crap to happen? You got Jeffries, who's going to probably be a speaker? No way. It's insanity.
They're no longer trying to include Taiwan fund war funding, perhaps, but $100 billion of Israel and Ukraine combined is what Biden's drafting right now, Biden administration. Ukraine-Israel. They're putting the Ukraine name first in the name of the package. That's offensive there, right? I wonder how much of that $100 billion will go to Ukraine as opposed to Israel. David, any comments there? Thanks for your call, Tom. I appreciate it, sir.
It makes sense that they're linking the two things because they're both Jewish wars. So it's a very logical thing to do. Good points by the caller there. It's hard to argue with anything he said. We have a government that's literally working against American citizens and actively trying to completely alter the demographics of the country. It's really incredible.
Yes, it really is. And, we're almost at the bottom. Just about 2 minutes left. So... I don't know, your final summations, David, before the listeners get to hear you this Sunday. And, of course, that's 6 p.m. Central with the Scorpio.
No, 5 p.m.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. I, with the Eastern time of that. No, that's right. It's 6 where I am. So, 5 p.m. Central on Sunday, the Scorpio International Holding Company, LLC. But until then, David, what are your final thoughts for the listeners?
Well, I think the war card has been played. you know, it's, we'll just have to see how far it's able to expand or not expand. And I don't think this thing in Ukraine is over with yet either, though. I think they're going to keep pushing for that because that's slated to be Israel 2.0. It's the backup plan as things potentially deteriorate in Israel 1.0.
And again, I mean, my suggestion is just go back to the Madagascar plan. You know, maybe we just have to have those natives deal with it. They haven't been there very long. And Jews worldwide, you know, evacuate from Ukraine, Israel, UK, US, France, Canada. Send them all to Madagascar and, you know, have a Jewish ethno state. We get to have our ethno states, though. That's the, you know, that's the catch.
Well, how about this for a T-shirt? Madagascar, an idea whose time has come.
You better get in on that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you're going to be busy with orders, David. Thank you so much, sir, as always.
Okay. Take care, guys. Thanks for the calls, and thanks to everybody listening.
And, folks, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. There's nowhere where you're going to get this much variety of free speech and perspective and so much of the intel, the deep state, the Jewish mafia, the corporate media wants to keep hidden. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page to keep RBN, the canary in the coal mine of free speech, alive and kicking for another day. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards. 1984.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.